This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And you know what? You know, I'll tell you this. You know, 20 years ago, X years ago, when you would read the hadith that a time will come when the people will not know anything. At the end, the hadith all about the end of times.
Yeah,
that they will say, and they will say, you know, I remember that my grandmother used to say this, and all of the various narrations. Mm. I remember being in Dubai, Muslim country, in a masjid, and a person made three sajdas. Okay? And I thought, miskeen, he's made a mistake. And then he stood up for a second rak'ah, and then he made three sajdas again. So I thought this is some Shia flex, yani, you know, yeah, some next level behavior. But I was watching and he did proper salam and everything and, you know, made dua, and then he prayed another prayer and he did the flipping same. Qasmi, I was bamboozled, I was. So I said,
you didn't know about that school of thought, did you?
I was like, not that well-rounded, are you?
I missed this.
Multi-dimensional.
Waited, hooked him up, salam alaikum, bro, how are you, and this, that, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Okay, he was...
Arab.
No, he was from Uzbekistan or something like this. Oh, okay. And so I thought, then he goes, and I go, how long have you been here? He goes, I've been here for 5-6 years. I've been praying in this masjid for all this time. I said, brother, do you know that you did such a three times? He goes, yeah, of course, yeah. He goes, I'm Hanafi.
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah. I said, what? He goes, yeah, we follow Abu Hanifa's madhab and this, that, whatever. I said, bro, I want to tell you something. I'm a teacher. I teach Hanafi fiqh. This is not Hanafi fiqh. There's no such thing as three sajdas. He goes, are you sure? I go, wallahi, I'm 100% positive. Not,
I'm the other Hanafi.
Astaghfirullah. And that was a real light bulb moment for me. It was. And that, I'd like to say that I never saw anything as crazy as that again.
That's an extreme example, isn't it?
No,
Uzbekistan,
no,
you know, from
no,
a lot of repression.
That's my whole point.
Even basics, I can tell you, working in the city, the types of questions and issues that people have, the fasting, oh, when the sun rises.
Yep.
You know, these type of things, that's when you start fasting. Oh, okay. When it's darkness, that means that's when you break your fast. Things we...
Isn't that his opinion?
I'm saying generally the type of issues they have, what they don't know, how they're disconnected from basic things. It's scary.
Which is why I said it's not about content. You're saying to me, flood it with your content or the scholars. No, it's about dealing with all the content that's already there. It's methodology. It's the filter. I mean, I don't want to bring the conversation down to that level, but if you look at some of the most successful deals in recent times in terms of apps, the one that made one of the kids, like a 12-year-old multimillionaire, I think it was Yahoo who bought it or someone else, was the filter system that filters the news. Okay. The money that's being invested is in how to filter content, how to manage data. That's the big growth area.
Yeah.
Because there's so much of it, right? And how can we... So our biggest problem is dealing with the knowledge.